The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live.
Shout out to In the Front Row.
VIP, you'll see some of those highlights and mantras to everyone.
Front row the best.
Now we in the front row. Hey, hey, thank you for tuning in to the show.
Hey, now we're calling on you already know. It's going down,
everybody so hype. High school to the pros. Now we in the front row.
Now we in the front row. Josh Reynolds.
Yeah.
Now you in the front row.
How does it feel?
Feels good. He's
front row when it's so live. Got the best view. VIP courtside.
Oh, man,
it's going down. Everybody
like
so
champ.
Hype. High
course,
school
you know,
to the pros. Now we in the front row. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Hey, hey. Now we ballin', homie. You already know. Hey, it's going down.
We are
down.
Live
everybody
here
so
from beautiful Los Angeles. Here, Morris Media Studios. Myself, Fredo Cervantes, and we're here with In the Front Row. Of course, this is the second show of In the Front Row here live on YouTube. So make sure, as you're watching right now, it doesn't hurt. Just go ahead and click subscribe right now, and you go ahead and get all the updates, all the videos, and especially every Sunday, 7:30 p.m., 10:30 Eastern, here on In the Front Row. And, you know, I don't do it by myself. I'm not here. You guys all remember the gentleman that was here last week, which is Dylan Schreipman. What's up, Dylan?
Nothing much. I'm glad to be here again.
No, yeah.
Second show.
Yeah, it is. It is the second of many to come, guys. Second of many to come. But hey, Dylan, well, how was your week? First of all, it was Thanksgiving week. How was Thanksgiving for you?
It was great. It was a very, very busy week. First Thanksgiving on the West Coast. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was.
Congrats. Welcome to the West Coast, guys.
It was definitely a little different. But how was yours?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I'm from the West Coast, of course, here in Los Angeles. So I was home with the family, relaxing, having some time off.
Yeah.
You know, of course, that's all what we all want all the time.
Sure.
So it was amazing. Nice time. But hey, back to work, right?
Yeah, always back on the grind.
Yes.
Did you catch any football games?
I did. I caught
we'll
plenty.
Talk about it later, right?
Yeah. I caught plenty, especially on Thanksgiving Day. The Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's a big one right now. We're going to go ahead and talk about that. What's been wrong with the Dallas Cowboys, man? Like, that is one of the biggest disappointments so far. But you want to talk about disappointments? Let's talk about the Raiders. But hey, go ahead and tune in. Give us a call as well. 323-293-3375. Give us a call. We're here waiting for you. You got some Raider talk. You got some Rams. Rams actually won today. So
yes.
That's a shocker. But, you know, we got plenty more for that on the third segment. Here on In the Front Row. But Dylan, what do we got going on right now, man?
We have a lot planned for you guys today. But the first thing we want to talk about is the article you recently released. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you on that.
On LaMelo Ball. And last week we did a sneak preview of it and then it was released. So obviously we're going to talk about the article that you released. And the first thing that jumped off the page for me was his relationship with Jermaine Jackson and how they're kind of meeting the future goal together. So I wanted you to kind of elaborate on that for fans here who are listening in, how Jackson has helped elevate his game and get him towards his goal.
Yeah, so I mean, first of all, shout out to my guy, Jermaine Jackson, you know, LaMelo's manager, former NBA player. I mean, Jermaine was one hell of a man, one hell of a player when he played in the league. And he also had the experience of going overseas towards the late side of his career. And he knows how this game has evolved and what you need to do in order to make it to the league. And just for the family decision, for the Ball decision to be able to kind of get Jermaine Jackson over to help LaMelo Ball get to, you know, get to the NBA, which, you know, Jermaine Jackson was LaMelo's head coach over at Spire Institute in Geneva, Ohio, in his past, in his senior year, which after that, they were just able to build a relationship. LaMelo and JJ were working together since the summertime, you know, being at the Drew League, dominating the Drew League, which is something that LaMelo did throughout his time. And, you know, it's just the things that he's able to help out LaMelo that, I mean, not to say anything about LeVar. LeVar's been a great guy. You know, he was able to push Lonzo Ball into the league and help Lonzo become the player that he's become. But there's just something different about Melo. If you want to compare both kids, both sons and Lonzo and LaMelo, there's something special that LaMelo Ball has brought into himself. And, you know, I believe it had to do a lot with Jermaine Jackson. Jermaine Jackson put in a lot of work as we're looking right now. Look at the type of ball player you're looking at right now. That's an 18-year-old kid doing this to grow men out in Australia. Like, look at that dunk right there. If you look at what he just did, put the ball behind your back. Look at that. Behind your back, goes, takes it to the guy all the way to the rim. You tell me another 18-year-old kid that can do what LaMelo Ball is doing? I mean, there's nobody else like that kid. And that kid will be going number one in the 2020 NBA draft. You mark that down right now.
That's your prediction. Speaking of the NBA draft, we briefly touched on this last week, but now that the article has been released, the Warriors are even going to scout him.
Yes.
So catch fans up. How would he fit? Let's say the Warriors do get the pick and they do pick him, or whenever they get that chance, how would he fit in the Warriors system?
I mean, if you look at the Warriors system, if you just imagine right now, you know, Steph Curry's going to come back healthy.
Yes.
Klay Thompson's going to be back healthy. Draymond Green is still healthy and playing like an amazing player. Those three guys have three rings together. You added this year a D'Angelo Russell, a young all-star coming up, and you add a potential LaMelo Ball. Like,
it would fit in nice, yeah.
It would fit in very nice with the system. They love to shoot threes. They love to shoot off the dribble. I mean, you really look at LaMelo's game. I mean, you can kind of see a lot of his playing style compared to Stephen Curry. But LaMelo Ball could fit very well. And I'm scared. I'm scared to see and think about that, guys. You had Melo Ball to the Warriors. Oh, we're going to have some trouble, guys.
He's been having a big week. So why don't you catch fans up on what he's done recently?
Yeah, I mean, recently right now, LaMelo Ball's last week, he got his first, not his first, but I believe it was the youngest triple-double in NBL history. And then he got another one just I guess you can say it was Friday night to us, Saturday evening out in Australia. But he got back-to-back triple doubles in the NBL, first time, the youngest guy to ever do that. I mean, this guy is breaking records. I mean, if you've seen the part of the article as well that I put out there, I mean, he also broke other records of the attendance in an NBL game. I mean, the NBL has been around for so many years, and now him breaking attendance records and views records as well in the network. I mean, this guy's just breaking records everywhere he's going, and I mean, he's gonna break another one once he gets to the NBA.
It's going to be an exciting future ahead. Guys, if you haven't seen the article that my co-host Fredo has written here, you have to go check it out. It's a terrific article. Definitely go give that a read. Plenty more to come here, guys, live from the Morris Media Studios. We are talking NBA next. If you want to talk, call in 323-293-3375. We're having our other co-host join us by the phone, Shereen Ryan, so you don't want to miss that. Guys, we'll be back in a minute here on In the Front Row Sports Talk.
I mean, where should I really even start? I got that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my across the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead, thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell that apart.
Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live. Got the best view, VIP courtside. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. Hey, now we ballin', homie, you already know. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, now we in the front row. Yeah. Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live. Got the best view, VIP courtside. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. Hey, now we ballin', homie, you already know. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, now we in the front row. Yeah. Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live. Got the best view, VIP courtside. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front.
Media marketing experts here to help you grow your business into the next level and boost your sales. Visit us to learn more. AskIlya.com.
Guys, welcome back to In the Front Row, our sports talk show here live in Los Angeles from the Morris Media Studios. If you want to talk to us, call in 323-293-3375. Fredo, you have some exciting news to share with our fans and viewers. Why don't you fill them in?
Yeah, so guys, listen up. If you guys got an opportunity right now to, during the commercial break, to go ahead and look at the amazing, amazing new shoelaces that are taking over the world here in 2020 coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got premium shoes, those premium shoes need premium laces. Go to get your laces at getlaces.com. GETLACED laces.com, man. They got amazing laces you can go ahead and pick up there. Amazing stuff. So as well, put in the promo code Fredo. Promo code FREDO Fredo. You get 25% off your order. I mean, you got a lot of great laces, and I believe, I'm pretty sure there's been some orders coming in already, but this is the first 5 orders who use the promo code. They're going to go ahead and throw in some extra pairs of laces onto those. So guys, don't forget, go get your laces at getlaces.com. Promo code Fredo. Get some, Dylan? You're going to get some, Dylan?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Guys, go get them now. Yep. And we are excited to talk about our next topic. Yes. It's NBA time, and hopefully we'll have Streamer Ryan joining us soon. The Lakers and Clippers. It's a season of basketball here in LA. It's holiday time. It's exciting. Let's recap the past weeks of both teams. We'll start with the Lakers here. They went 2-1 this week. So let's start with AD's return to New Orleans, because that was all over media outlets. Big, big news. AD, 41 points in his return to the Pelicans, or playing the Pelicans. What were your impressions from that game?
I mean, the first time that AD steps into the court and he steps into the King Smoothie Arena, like that. I mean, he went back into that place.
Sports, I'm sorry.
And, yeah, seriously. Yeah, don't let that one get away. But this guy dominated. I mean, Anthony Davis went into last Wednesday to New Orleans, and he just dominated the Pelicans. And, you know, 41 points, just remarkable. This guy, man, I mean, I felt bad at the time when the trade went through, when, you know, we sent Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, draft picks over for them for AD. But I think we made the best decision ever. I mean, I know a lot of people said the Lakers won't win, the Lakers this, the Lakers that. Guys, please, the camera's on me. Guys, this is something I want to let out real quick, okay? This bothered me a lot, and I think we talked about this earlier just about minutes ago when we're outside. The Lakers, during April, when the season ended and Magic Johnson stepped away, till the day the Lakers acquired Anthony Davis on June 15th, between those 2 months, 2.5 months, the Lakers were the worst talk about team in sports. I mean, honestly, nobody wanted, everyone's just making fun of the Lakers. Everyone was bashing Rob Pelinka, Kurt Rambis, Linda Rambis, Jeannie Buss, everyone in the whole world. And right now, the only people that deserve the credit for the Lakers' success is Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, Kurt Rambis, and Linda Rambis. I mean, it bothered me so much to hear all the hate and people, get Linda out of there, get Kurt Rambis out of there. What is he doing? Look at what he did with the Knicks. Look at what he did with the Timberwolves. Guys, like, he didn't have the type of team he can in order to have success when he was a coach with the Knicks. We know, we talk about the Knicks. The Knicks have been the same. I mean, I don't want to use any type of words against the Knicks organization, but they haven't been great since 1971, since they last won the NBA championship. Yeah. Guys, come on. You know, so Kurt Rambis, Linda Rambis, Jeannie Buss, and the man Rob Pelinka deserve all the credit for the Lakers' success. That's all I wanted to say, man.
Yeah, and AD deserves a lot of that credit. 41 points, he continues to put on a show, and I got to catch some of that game. And you never thought the Lakers were going to lose. They trailed the majority of the game, but you still thought it was comfortable in hand and that they were going to pull out some way. And go back and watch the beginning of the fourth quarter of that game, that it was very impressive the way the Lakers came out in the fourth quarter and erased the deficit. I believe they were down by 9 heading into the fourth quarter, and they erased the deficit immediately. Yeah. And one thing I want to say is they finally got some bench scoring. Kyle Kuzma came off the bench, hit some big-time shots, had 16 points in the game. And the Pelicans are, like you said, a lot of players that used to play for the Lakers went there. They are a talented bunch. I know they're trying to still get it together, but Josh Hart can play. We were talking about this a few minutes ago in before the show, and Josh Hart can play. I've had the opportunity actually to see him play in person when he was at Villanova, and I covered Seton Hall Sports. The man can play. Brandon Ingram, I think, is going to be a superstar once he continues to develop. But it was an all-around impressive game for the Lakers. And then they had a successful next game against the Wizards, who were the highest scoring points team in the league. They did drop, unfortunately, 2-3. That was kind of sad. But the late LeBron put up 23, AD put up 26. They kept on a roll.
All right. So, I mean, it's pretty, that was amazing. But, you know, we've been excited to have the person that we want to thank for a lot of the things that have been happening here within the front row, which Shireen Ryan. Shireen Ryan, she is actually on the line. So, Shireen.
Oh,
hello, Shireen. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Well, Shireen, yes. Well, welcome back, first of all, to Los Angeles. You were out Europe. How was Europe?
Europe was awesome. We had just missed the London Bridge situation and was in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a great time, and everybody was very friendly out there.
I bet. Everything must have been nice out there. And what did you enjoy out there? What was so amazing about London out there?
Oh, well, we hit a bar in the Temple Bar District, and there was some English people in there, and they decided they would get us to start dancing to Irish music. I really felt like I was part of the, part of the group. So we were kicking up our heels, and that was a good time. And we had some afternoon teas in London, and really got the gist of what that was all about. Very tasty food and high upscale with the pinky up and the whole business. And every sports bar we were in had soccer on.
Any basketball? No basketball out there?
Rugby and soccer.
Rugby and soccer. Wow.
Soccer's big across the pond. Well, let's talk some basketball. Shireen, you're joining us. So let's talk about the Lakers. And we were in the middle of a conversation about recapping their week. How did you think, obviously you were in Europe, but how did you think the Lakers played this week? And what are you impressed so far this season by the Lakers?
Well, I mean, they're so star-studded. You know, they have Danny Green and AD and LeBron and Rondo and, I mean, JaVale and Kuzma. And it just goes to show you one player is off and they, you know, possibly lose a game like they did today against the Mavs. When they're on, they are on. When they're playing defense, nothing can stop them. They just have to continue to play defense. And I have to say, I was not the biggest bringing Dwight back fan. Thought about it, and he had to prove it to me that he really wanted to be a Laker. And today I saw Lucic fighting about it with the referee. And Dwight Howard's nose was right in the middle of it. He was laughing. I was hilarious. This guy really is signed up to be a Laker, so I am now back on the Dwight Howard.
Wow. Let's bring that up, because I have been waiting for you to join us to talk about this debate. We've been talking about this pre-show. The Dwight Howard debate coming back to the Lakers. Fredo, we'll start with you. You are always a pro on Dwight Howard. What do you like about Dwight Howard?
I mean, Dwight Howard was a former Laker. He did a lot of great things before he even got to the Lakers. He didn't do much after he left the Lakers. I mean, he went through his time in Houston and went through his time out there in Washington and as well as with Charlotte and Atlanta. But Dwight Howard, I mean, I remember when it first happened, and before it even happened, we were talking about it. We're like, is this going to be a good move? And it turned out to be a good move, but I kind of saw this happening. I kind of saw him kind of trying to do something new with his life. He's kind of let everything go. He's like, I'm going to buy in. Whatever situation it is, I'm going to buy in. And I mean, he couldn't just have bought into a perfect situation like the Lakers, because he owed us. He walked away at a very crucial moment that when he walked away, that's when everything went downhill for the Lakers. And that's why they were like that for 5-6 years
it's his fault for leaving.
Yeah, it's his fault.
They painted wall murals on the...
I remember that. Those billboards, stay
so
Dwight.
To keep him, and he still walked away because he didn't want to share the limelight with Kobe.
Yeah.
But what happened was Kobe got hurt, and he would have been in the limelight. So, but I'm glad he's back and you know, he's proved it to me. I had to wait. You know, I wasn't an easy sell. I've been a Laker fan since I was 5. That's 5 decades.
Right. Yeah. You see a lot of basketball.
Yeah. And just to, I guess, to share with our listeners, Shireen, what were your initial concerns about the Lakers bringing back Dwight Howard?
It was his attitude when he was here. It didn't, the body language, it didn't seem like he cared too much. you know, it was a hard season. We still made the playoffs once, one of the years he was here. But it was just, you know, all the we were begging him to stay, and he wouldn't stay, and we put all our money in his basket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even Kobe said he was going to hand it over. Just like LeBron said he was going to hand things over to AD, Kobe was going to hand things over to Dwight Howard. But he just would, he didn't want to stay in it, and the decision wasn't that great for him. And, you know, he had some off-court things where, you know, he got was in a hotel room with 16-year-olds and things. And we just didn't need drama. I didn't want any. Mm-hmm. I didn't want him bringing drama, and he's not bringing drama, and I'm very happy about that. But I just wanted to hold out and wait and have him prove it to me.
We'll definitely see where the season goes and how Dwight Howard develops with his comeback with the Lakers. And they have a tough stretch coming up. The Lakers, a big road trip coming up. They travel to Denver, who is currently second in the West.
Wow.
Travel to Utah and travel to Portland, who's been off to a slow start this season. What do you see looking forward for the Lakers this week?
1-2.
Wow.
So the Lakers never win in Denver. I don't know what it is, if it's the altitude, but I don't know. It's just bad luck, and I'll be shocked because I mean, I've been in that altitude. I can't even walk around. I have to drink a lot of water. So, you know, I just think just to let everybody know, you know, it's a mile high, and when you're that high up, you get headaches. I mean, so I, you know, honestly, I think they lose that game and win the next two. That's my prediction.
Okay, well, Shereen, thanks for joining us to talk some NBA, and you will be back with us next week here at Morris Media Studios. Coming up, guys, we're going to talk a little NFL, a big week in the NFL, so we'll definitely recap this. Guys, call in 323-293-3375 if you'd like to talk to us live from Los Angeles here at the Morris Media Studios. This is In the Front Row. We'll be right back.
I mean, where should I really even start? I got that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my across the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead, thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell that apart.
Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live. Got the best view, VIP courtside. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. Now we ballin', homie, you already know. It's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, now we in the front row. Yeah. Hey.
Help you grow your business into the next level and boost your sales. Visit us to learn more. AskIlya.com.
And we are back here in Los Angeles, Morris Media Studios. Myself, Fredo Cervantes. And I just want to go ahead and again let you guys know, go get your laces, man. You got premium shoes. Every single pair of premium shoes need premium laces. Guys, these are amazing laces. Perfect for kids, perfect for ballers, perfect just for style, especially if we're in Los Angeles. Go get your laces at GetLacedLaces.com. GetLacedLaces.com. Use the promo code Fredo and get 25% off today. Code expires on the 31st of December, which we're only about 4 weeks away to the new year. Yep. So go ahead and pick up your laces. It's a perfect gift for the holidays, guys. GetLacedLaces.com, promo code Fredo, 25% off. Morris Media Studios, myself, Fredo Cervantes, Dylan across from me. Dylan, we got a special guest.
We got a special guest joining us to talk some NFL here from the Morris Media Studios. My brother, Dustin. Yes, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Dustin?
Yeah, I'm the first guest on the show ever. So
yes.
In person.
Oh, well, yeah, in person. Yeah. Shereen beat you by 5 minutes.
But she'll be on the show normally.
Yeah, she'll be on the show.
So she's technically a co-host. And last time we talked NFL, we left off with the Ravens and Rams still to play, and this game was uglier than a lot of people thought. Baltimore came in and beat the Rams 45-6. Let me just repeat that. 45-6. We were literally just talking how this season could be a disappointment for the Rams, and now really it could be a disappointment. Fredo, what were your thoughts after that game? The beatdown the Ravens came and put.
I mean, honestly, I mean, the beatdown that the Los Angeles Rams took on Monday Night Football on primetime on ESPN at 5:30 at the LA Coliseum, just about 5 minutes to the to the side of us. They came in and they just let an ache. They just they literally went down. They, it seemed like they were just so scared. I mean, they scored 6 points. Not even one touchdown. They scored six points against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore came in and they were hot.
Yeah, they were hot.
And I mean, to me, honestly, the Rams, I mean, there's just been a disappointment. Even though they won today, guys, they won against the Cardinals. They won against Arizona. There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, honestly, the Rams have been just a big disappointment this whole year. That's basically it.
It is a sophomore slump for Sean McVay. He came in and really changed the NFL, and people were like, oh, we need our next Sean McVay. We need that offensive coach that's going to develop a quarterback. Well, we saw what's happened with Jared Goff so far this year. Not as impressive.
Nothing has really happened with Jared Goff.
As last season, put the Ravens... Really, it showed how good Baltimore is. And they had another big win today against San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I think Baltimore, I know a lot of people are saying New England, but I think New England's personally overrated. Ooh. I think...
Wow, I'm just being honest.
Did I just hear Tom Brady overrated?
Tom Brady, I think Tom Brady used to be elite. I don't think anymore. He's on the bottom.
Elite. No. Hey, wait, Dylan, let me stop you. Dylan, do you know who just won the Super Bowl about 8 months ago?
Yes. I understand that. But I think Baltimore will come out of the AFC. I think Lamar Jackson is... been developing. He's becoming more, well, he was very accurate, the most accurate passer last year, but he has become, in my opinion, more accurate and developed his passing game a lot more. And if he can stay healthy, and if the Ravens can stay healthy, you saw they beat San Francisco today, who has an elite defense.
They
handed it to the Rams. They're not giving the points. Their defense has improved since Marcus Peters has come back, or pardon, been traded, not come back. He's been traded from the Rams to the Ravens. And I stand.
Yeah, I just want to say this. First of all, Lamar Jackson is changing the NFL, and you can't practice against him. Eric Weddle pointed that out in the post-game interview. He's like, he's the fastest guy on the field, and he's playing quarterback. So he's definitely changing the NFL. And Jared Goff, we have to think, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz are the two highest paid quarterbacks if you look at guaranteed money.
That's awful.
They are both. I'm just pointing it out. They are both having slumps. About the Patriots being overrated, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't want to face Bill Belichick.
It's like saying LeBron James is washed. LeBron is not washed.
Okay,
guys?
I will say this. It's a bold statement. I will say they do have Bill Belichick, which scares me. Bill Belichick, in football, you need a good head coach. The Ravens have it. The Steelers have it. That's why they're as successful as they are this season with all the injuries and all the departures they had before the season. I just think their offense, I think obviously they say defense wins championships and the Patriots have an elite defense.
Yes, they do.
But I think Tom Brady, you saw him make mistakes even in the game tonight. That's currently, I believe, going on against Houston. I don't know if that game's
Who's
wrapped
up. Who's he throwing
up.
To, oh, though?
Check that out really
Who is Tom Brady?
I think eventually it's going to catch up to them. You have a team like Baltimore whose defense is improving. And then I think Baltimore will come out of the AFC.
Who's Tom Brady throwing to?
Nobody. That's the problem.
Seriously.
I'm just saying.
He would have had Antonio Brown if he didn't, you know, be ass wipe out
there. He offered Antonio Brown to live in his house, and we all know those allegations. So
that's
come on.
The problem. Seriously.
Who's he throwing to?
I think the Patriots will make a run in the playoffs because I think they will have home field advantage, and I think it's hard to win.
Look, believe it or not, the Patriots are, you know, I don't want to down talk the Baltimore situation, but at the end of the day, we saw the hype that the Chiefs had last year with Patrick Mahomes, and look at what it took till the AFC Championship. Tom Brady still came on top.
But it also,
at this point, I think at the same time, Lamar is not going to get through Tom Brady this year.
Okay, that game got away from Kansas City. I think, and give credit to New England, they've been to what, 4 straight Super Bowls now, I believe?
Three.
Okay, I knew. And I think a streak has to end, right? I think Baltimore will come out of the AFC. They're my front runner right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I'll back it up real quickly.
Yeah.
A big game tomorrow for playoff implications. We always talk Monday Night Football here. Vikings, Seahawks, who we got? Real fast, we got to wrap up soon, but real fast.
Real quick, I mean, the Vikings tomorrow, they're facing the Seattle Seahawks. Tough game, NFC game. I mean, the 8-3 Vikings have been very impressive this year. Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins has been just showing out. I mean, it's going to be a big game. But of course, I'm scared to watch. I'm very scared to watch. And yeah, I mean, I honestly cannot say because Russell Wilson is, has been Russell. Of course, you know, if I don't want to be biased, but I got to pick my Vikings. Vikings all day. Kirk Cousins.
Who you got? I'm picking Seattle. I don't trust Kirk Cousins in a big game.
What?
Seen him? Hey, I lived in Maryland. I was a Redskins fan. I saw Kirk Cousins in big games.
You saw close.
You're a Ravens fan. No, but. I do like the Redskins as well.
Yeah, it's a weird thing in our household.
That is a weird thing in our household. But so
brothers.
So Kirk Cousins, I don't trust him in a big game. Russell Wilson, I do. He's second in MVP right now behind Lamar Jackson.
That's why I'm scared of this game, because that's Russell Wilson.
I take Seattle. I think
they're at home.
They're home, which is tough to play. Mm-hmm. One of the toughest stadiums to play. I think Russell Wilson, like you said, right up in the MVP race behind Lamar Jackson. We do agree on that. And I think it will be a close game. Seattle with a win tomorrow will propel into their division lead. I think they're playing for
number
a lot. So is Minnesota, but I think being at home, it's going to be difficult for Kirk Cousins. Guys, we'll continue to talk next week.
It's all good. I can't wait to come back next Sunday.
I believe on that. The Patriots are overrated.
Patriots overrated by Dylan?
Wow.
What?
I think everyone's expecting them to get to the Super Bowl.
Say it with confidence. Say it with your chest, Dylan.
I think currently the Patriots are overrated, and that's my opinion. Their schedule's been easy. I think they'll still get to the AFC championship
game. Well, they don't have home field right now.
I think they'll lose in the AFC championship game this season. Right. Guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of In the Front Row Sports Talk live from the Morris Media Studios. And Fredo, thanks for joining me again. Dustin, thanks for coming up. Thanks to Shereen Ryan, who will be here next week. It's you and Shereen. I'm out of town next week. You guys are taking over. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. So make sure to tune in live on the In the Front Row YouTube page.
I will.
Next week, make sure to hit that subscribe button to make sure you always get all our alerts and stay up to date. Guys, we will see you next week, 7:30 here from the Morris Media Studios. Till next time.
Go, baby. Hey, yeah, we in the front row and it's so live. Got the best view, VIP courtside. Hey, it's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. Hey, hey, now we ballin', homie, you already know. Hey, it's going down, everybody so hype. High school to the pros, now we in the front row. Hey, now we in the front row. Yeah.